Hello dear listeners, James here. I'm sitting in my studio just before bedtime, 10 past 10 on Tuesday, the 30th, last day of November. And it is with that in mind I'd like to congratulate Pawari and I'm sure Simon Toon on the completion of Napod Pomo. It certainly inspired me to have a go at something next November. And in fact, just thinking about it, I'd like to write a novel or something. Just that feeling of completion when you get to the end of the month and you've got this huge collection of things. I look forward to seeing Simon Toon's video that he's been making 7 seconds at a time over the course of the month. That's going to be interesting. So yes, this is an audio boo. Apart from that, without portfolio, I'm settled down here on my sofa, just with my iPod Touch and the lights in the middle of my studio. Going, they're LED lights, energy saving, you see. I would stick my computer on, but I'm trying to save electricity. I've got very obsessed about it now that we've got one of these Owl energy monitors. I really would recommend them actually to you if you get the opportunity, because they do make you very mindful, especially if you go past it just to see what energy is being used. You know, if you boil the kettle, then forget about it, and then boil it again, that's another 1.2 kilowatts of electricity boiling for a couple of minutes. And even things like leaving televisions on standby. I wander around the house. Oh, nobody's using that. Switch it off. Which makes Beth and the children most annoyed, but may just get them into the habit of doing it, and surely that can't be a bad thing. I would say it's been a bit of a trying week so far, but it's only Tuesday. I could never really get the hang of them anyway. Yes, work's been tough. It's been a real battle. I've got lots of servers to install, and my afternoon that was going to be spending sorting through them all, making a plan, was spent dealing with something entirely different, so I've still got that to deal with. And of course, the thing that I've been had dumped on me, to put it indelicately. But you know, if life isn't full of these challenges, and if I can't be shown to at least throw myself higgledy-piggledy at the work that needs to be done, well, you know, where's the joy in life, eh? Can't afford to be bored, can we? But we can. Thank our lucky stars we're indoors on a night like this. It's one of those horrible evenings. It's not even snowing properly. It's doing that thing where the wind is blowing cold, wet air around, and I'm just shivering thinking of it and looking forward to being under a nice warm duvet in the next few minutes. There was something else I was going to talk about, but it's completely gone, so I shall close now. The weekend seems like quite a long time ago. Dave was over, my younger brother. We were making some music together. We tend to sit down and sort of bash through some just sort of sequences on Reaper, really. We don't tend to work on songs. Dave used to be a programmer of computer game music using a piece of software for the Amiga called Octomed, so he's very much into modules and things like that, whereas I'll record a sort of whimsical song or two. Earlier in the day, funnily enough, I'd been finishing an arrangement for a song for Eleanor. I'm so proud. She's got the lead role in the, I think, for primary school, or for junior school, it's her last school play of her school career. Because I don't think they tend to do them as they get older, which is a real shame. And she's got lead role, so she's got a song to sing. And so I found the sheet music. You know, I found a clip of it on the internet, and kind of took that as my inspiration for the arrangement, and then got the sheet music and worked around that. And she seemed quite happy with the tempo and the pitching and stuff like that. And did, I would say, on a third attempt, a very passable performance. So we've recorded that for her to listen to. I've got the instrumental, and for some bizarre reason, she wanted to hear me singing it as well, and commented all the way through about where I was getting it wrong, because her pitch was a little bit off, but the timing and the beauty and the way she sang it was pretty much, you know, with the sentiment, was pretty much spot on. It's called Where Can We Sleep Tonight. It's basically about a homeless mum with a baby. I think we can draw the parallels with the particular story they're trying to tell. But it was so funny, because even halfway through the final chorus, she started shouting at me and I got completely confused. Fortunately, it all finished itself in the edit. Anyway, I could ramble on for ages, but I've got to go to bed. You're bored of me, so I shall close now and wish you a happy Wednesday. Bye-bye. Oh, additional. I forgot to say something else. That's my terrible impression of Crichton. Yes, I completely forgot to say welcome to Yana, who has joined the wonderful throng of audio booers, along with Ruth and Floyd UK and Northern Bloke. And I'm sure I've missed someone as well. Alex, hang on. Who have I missed? Rob. Acrobat, that's it. That's what I'm thinking of. Outrage. I'm going to get in trouble. So yes, welcome aboard. And I hope to hear more from you. I have suggested that Beth might try to do an audio boo, but she doesn't like the sound. I think she's got a lovely voice, certainly singing, but she doesn't like talking, really. I think often that's the case in some relationships, isn't it? I think the couples we hear on audio boo and in podcasts I listen to, the ones where both of them have a good chance at talking is I think, something of a rarity. So I shall carry on being spokesman. I also am very aware that I hit 5 minutes when I finished last time. Now I'm into six. So I shall definitely go. Enjoy and have lots of audio boos. And welcome to December, which is only 1 hour, 43 minutes away. Bye-bye.